won't be part of my right to spend.
And then you're through. But we had planned everything back this way just before I went out to Texas. And they're all right. And right out in here and up there, but we just didn't go way down yonder below that steel plant, and there wasn't any down there. Before they had moved in there now.
What was the sort of things that bothered you when y'all were coming up?
Well, back in those days, we had four-wheel and this particular one, but they used a poison back in those days that got rid of everything, mainly Paris Green. And Paris Green, it don't take but a little pinch of it to get you, but they won't let you use it anymore.
And you know what they told me, somebody told me yesterday that they were riding a horse. And, you know.
Yeah, had a little bit of heavy denim out on each end of a little 2x4. And they ride across there and they ride over the top of two rows and they just bump it on the saddle horn just like that. Just steady bump. And just a little bit come out, you see, out of that heavy stuff. And that'll float to the ground and float to the top of the cotton. And it'd kill them. Probably it'd get them right now. And then they came out with calcium arsenic. And that did a pretty good job, but then nothing do as good as Paris Green. And one time for a few years you had one called Cal Green. They put about 4 or 5 pounds of Paris Green in a 100-pound drum of arsenic, and you know, rolled it around to the stud. But all that stuff, they don't let you use that no more.
Do you have insects here that aren't here anymore?
I don't think we've ever stamped out anything. I really don't. I think they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think there's less bowling than there used to be. By far, I think there's less bowling, but you've got so much else. You're like the county agent said this morning, that the way these worms are increasing in the country, then 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to go to pardon beans just like, you know, you do cotton for bowl weaving, you're going to have to pardon it about every 4 or 5 days. And by that's going to have a hole in the soybean business.
Any sort of insects that would be around the house when you were coming up?
Well, yeah, you said that. No, you didn't have as much stuff as you've got now. You had regular house flies all our lives, and I guess they've had roaches all your life and that kind of stuff, but you haven't had too much. One of the worst things we got in this country now that we used to didn't have until about 18 years ago is this fire ants. And you got them. When they let you, but you know they took that stuff. They about canceled all that. They claimed it down. It'll kill a fish, and you know these sportsmen, they got more power than anybody else, I guess. Just like Louisiana, I expect the richest department in the state of Louisiana is the Wildlife and Fisheries Department, and they fight the use of that kind of stuff, or it'll kill a fish. But just like you know, they tried to caught them one to top that. Big waterway going up through, you know, Georgia and Alabama and all of y'all, what is Tom Big Red, going all the way up. They held it up for a while because it was some little bitty old minnows about 1.5 inches long. They were going to knock him out extinct. He would be extinct. He'd be completely gone. So they wanted to stop all progress on account of a damn little minnow that ain't good for nothing.
Yeah. $50 million project.
Yeah. And 2/3 sue and stop it for a minnow. That makes sense. This damn country gonna starve to death if they don't stop that kind of food. Just like now here a few years ago, you passed all the laws about pollution and one of the worst things they were talking about is coal dust, you know, coal smoke. And now they're gonna have to go back to coal. Now they're gonna have to go back and repeal those damn laws. They ain't nothing else they can do. If they ain't got any other energy, that's it. The country gonna get hungry. It's got to. By gosh, there's not enough margin for the poor farmer in what he makes and puts out and everybody else. Everybody's going to quit farming and go to white public work, you know. Contract, with, you know, common labor and stuff like that. It's better to...